The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Is Gen Z finally realizing that cash is king? Something many people have done for decades is now making a resurgence among young people, putting cash away for savings. This business of cash stuffing, where they have a number of envelopes and each envelope is dedicated to one activity. It could be the grocery bills, it could be the saving, it could be whatever. Anyway, to tell us more about this TikTok phenomenon is Nick Karamambous, a financial advisor and managing director of Alpha Wealth. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Pat.
Envelope-based budgeting, it's come back.
That's right. So this has been around for a very long time. And I remember back when I first came to Cork in 97, that it was something that I found, interesting, that people used to use these types of envelopes where you literally took money out of the bank to pay your rent or mortgage payments. And as you said, there are other things that, you know, obviously we spend money on, like our bills and other personal expenses. And interestingly, it's really taken off. And I've seen clients more recently who have been using this method, and it's gone viral, obviously, on social media. I think there were over 3 billion views of various hashtags of cash stuffing over the last number of weeks.
Now, are there benefits? I mean, the obvious one is that if you have an allocation, for example, your entertainment budget goes into one particular envelope, and you know, when that envelope's empty, you're not going out.
Well, that's it. It does cause you to obviously focus on what you're spending. And if the envelope is empty, for example, for, say, you know, your social habits of going out, going to the pub, for example, then you have to wait until the following month. So it does, you know, obviously commit you to being quite rigid in your spending habits.
What is the downside of cash stuffing?
Well, the obvious ones are security of having money at home in the various different wallets, of course. The other is that it can be inconvenient. It's quite time consuming, obviously, to have to go to the ATM and take money out and then to obviously allocate it. Some people may enjoy that and find that it's quite, you know, I suppose, helpful for their budgeting. And there's no one fits all solution for people. So it's whatever really feels right for you. The other thing is that you may miss out on certain privileges that you do get from using, money in the bank. For example, even getting interest on your deposits, which I know isn't very high at the moment, but that is an advantage. And even on certain cards that people use, you do get certain privileges. So there's the obvious disadvantages, but there are some advantages that I can see for certain individuals that do find it quite helpful if they are struggling to allocate their money, you know, in the right way.
Now, some people who might be saving for a mortgage or whatever, I presume that those kind of people save in a bank because they want to show a savings record. But if you're doing stuff, maybe gambling a bit and doing it in cash, that will be invisible to your bank when they're looking at your account.
Well, that's right, Pat. And again, there is a certain amount of, I suppose, money that people may require. I know even recently, myself and my wife, we were in West Cork, and some of the outlets actually only take cash. And one of the things that I've noticed is that whenever there's, worry in the economy, people like to see physical notes in their hand. We saw it with recently where banks had problems with payments on certain days, and there was this real kind of rush towards having physical monies because it gives us that sort of comfort and peace of mind.
So basically, have a little stash of cash, but really don't go stuffing envelopes.
Well, yes and no. I mean, look, there's, again, no right or wrong way. And if people feel that that's something that works for them, the main thing really that we say to people is try and have a budget, whether it's in cash physically, or more commonly for most people who may have just a note of their incoming and outgoings. Some of the, banks do have quite good tools. For example, Unpost have a very good money manager, which can help people. The likes of Revolut, for example, have wallets, but it's in a more kind of, online sense rather than the actual physical wallets that we're used to. So I think it's a good habit, and it's certainly something that's kind of starting to come front of mind. But it has been in use for a very long time. But interestingly, the Gen Z and the millennials have started this, which it might be a fad. but it has become very, very common. I saw one TikTok page this morning, Pat, which had over 15,000 likes, over 100,000 views. And this was only posted in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, the problem I would see is that you've got an envelope full of cash. You might be tempted to raid your own cash for when you're a bit stuck, you know.
You must be very disciplined, all right, and there's no doubt. And again, it's not really for all. But I do think, personally speaking, that there are advantages for certain individuals. And even if it might be, for example, I know myself, when I go down to the pub, it's so convenient for me to tap. And if I went down with a physical amount of money in my wallet, I would spend less money. There's no doubt about that. And I'd probably thank myself in the morning for that. So it might be even using it for just small occasions, you know, that could help, particularly if people are finding there's a little bit of a pinch, you know, with this cost of living, you know, I suppose, crisis that we're going through.
All right, Nick, not going to buy his round in the pub because he only has a limited amount of cash in his pocket. Nick Karalambos, Financial Advisor, Managing Director of Alpha Wealth. And Nick, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.